Before we get back to the show, I want to tell you about another podcast from our promotional partners at Reveal. The investigative podcast Reveal is now out with American Rehab, an 8-part serial. They've uncovered an American solution to treating drug addiction: work. People enter rehab expecting treatment. Instead, they're sent to work at oil refineries, construction sites, and warehouses for no pay. These rehabs have created an unpaid shadow workforce tens of thousands of people strong. And Reveal finds this all started with a secretive cult from the 1960s. You can listen to American Rehab by subscribing to Reveal wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, President Trump made a trip to South Florida, even as COVID infections kept rising in the state, as you heard. But he postponed a campaign rally that had been scheduled for tomorrow in New Hampshire, citing the approach of Tropical Storm Fay to the region. Campaign officials had already acknowledged that it was not clear how many people would show up. That same tropical storm is racing up the eastern seaboard tonight. It made landfall earlier near Atlantic City, New Jersey, with winds of 60 miles an hour and pushed toward New York and New England. Along the way, it touched off flash floods in Newark and other towns in New Jersey and shut down beaches in Delaware. Utah has closed its state capitol building through Monday after protests over a fatal police shooting turned violent last night. The district attorney had ruled that two officers were legally justified in killing Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. He had a gun and was shot more than a dozen times as he tried to run away. His family condemned the finding. In Turkey, a court today allowed officials to convert the World Heritage Site, Hagia Sophia, in Istanbul, back to a mosque. It had been a Christian cathedral for 900 years, and then a mosque for 500 more, and then a museum since 1934. Today, crowds gathered to celebrate and to pray. Supporters of the decision said it's a long time coming for a majority Muslim Turkey.
Once upon a time, this was a place of worship for Christians. But with the conquest, it has become a symbol for us. It has become a symbol of the conquest. Therefore, we have been thinking for years that we should have the liberty to pray here.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hailed the decision. He has sought to bring Islam back into mainstream politics. The U.S. and much of the international community largely opposed the move. French officials now say that Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt exactly as it was before last year's disastrous fire. That comes after President Emmanuel Macron had considered modern additions, with ideas ranging from a rooftop swimming pool to a glass spire. The 12th century Paris landmark went up in flames in April last year. Actual rebuilding work won't begin until next year. Back in this country, a federal judge in Indiana has delayed the first execution of a federal prison inmate in 17 years. Daniel Lee was set to die by lethal injection on Monday for three murders, but relatives of his victim said that they were afraid to attend because of rising coronavirus infections. And on Wall Street, investors shrugged off worries about the pandemic, at least for today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 369 points to close at 26,075. The Nasdaq rose 69 points, and the S&P 500 added 33. Still to come on the NewsHour, a Supreme Court win for Native Americans in Oklahoma and what it means. Lebanon faces financial freefall and political turmoil amid the pandemic. We hear from the front lines of healthcare in Houston as COVID-19 cases in Texas surge, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.